This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me this week on Editor-in-Chief. I am Stephanie Flaxman, your cheerleader along your own journey to become the Editor-in-Chief of your digital business. Today's episode is about making nouns possessive and making plural possessives out of, you guessed it, plural nouns. I know, really, like, thrilling stuff we got going on in Editor-in-Chief. But just like last week when I told you the difference between single quotation marks and double quotation marks and when to use those, I'm going to break it down really simple this week about making a plural noun possessive or a singular noun possessive with just a few examples. I'm not going to give a lot of examples because when I was thinking about how to talk about this topic, I thought, well, if I give, you know, multiple words and I give multiple ways of explaining it, you don't really have like a foundation point to go back to remember the rule when you're writing, you know, when you're debating something, when it comes up in your own writing. If gave you 5-10 examples of different ways to use things, you know, it's going to be hard to recall them when you're actually doing your own writing. So I'm just going to give just a few different examples that you can write down now. Feel free to pause me. You guys know I love reminding you to pause me if you want to write something down that I'm saying. So feel free to do that. But like, yeah, I think even after you write it down, it'll become pretty easy for you to just keep in mind these three examples. I think I'm going to do three. Don't hold me to it. We'll see how it goes. But these just a few quick things that you can embed in your memory so that, you know, when you're editing, you're writing. I say editing because when we're writing our first drafts really quickly, like it's easy to make mistakes like this, like making a word possessive when it shouldn't be, making a word plural possessive when it shouldn't be. Like a lot of mistakes happen with possessives and plurals in our first drafts, but when we edit, when we go back, that's when we can really fine-tune our writing and realize, you know, oh, I made a silly mistake. That is not the word I'm going for there. And then correct it. So these are going to be tips that can be part of your editor toolbox when you turn on your editor brain, the editor part of your brain, and you're looking to polish and clean up your writing. So let's start with making a singular noun possessive. You with me? All right, I know you are. So to make a singular noun possessive, you would add an apostrophe S. So Stephanie, I'm using me. This is the first example that you can write down to keep in your brain. Stephanie is a singular noun. There's only one of me. Hello. Here I am. And you want to talk about something of mine that is that the word Stephanie needs to be made possessive. So you would add an apostrophe S. So let's say you're talking about Stephanie's podcast. You are making Stephanie in that sentence possessive by adding an apostrophe S to my name. Pretty simple. And that's something that would come up. You might be referencing me. Have you heard Stephanie's podcast? Blah, opinions, you know, and then you talk about my podcast. So, yeah, that is making a singular noun possessive. Now, where it gets a little tricky, where people get confused a lot of times is with words that end in S. How do you make those possessive? And it's really the exact same way. That is the rule that I follow. It's really easy to keep it consistent this way in your writing, and you know I'm all about consistency. And that really helps make your writing sparkle, and it doesn't, you know, look sloppy, which is what we're trying to avoid. So let's take a name, the name Chris, which is spelled C-H-R-I-S. I can do this in honor of Chris Garrett, who is the co-host of the podcast The Mainframe, along with Tony Clark, here on the Rainmaker FM podcast network. So this is going to be my tribute to Chris Garrett, whose name ends in the letter S. So if you're talking about Chris's podcast, you would just add an apostrophe S as well. Totally don't even pay attention that the word ends in S. Don't let it trip you up. That is my permission that I'm giving you. Totally don't worry about that his name happens to end in S. A lot of people, default to just putting an apostrophe at the end of the word to make Chris's podcast possessive. A lot of people think that, you know, that is right. And again, if you use it consistently, it's not that big of a deal. But I just like to, if you're making Stephanie with an apostrophe S, like, who cares that my name ends in an E? Do it the same with Chris. Don't give Chris's name any special treatment just because it happens to end with an S. You can just put an apostrophe S on the end there, and that's how you would talk about Chris's podcast. Chris, a singular noun, making it possessive, his podcast, Chris's podcast. All right, so we just dealt with two singular nouns, and we made them possessive. One of our singular nouns ended with the letter E, and the other singular noun ended with the letter S, but we did it the exact same way. So the main lesson to pull from that is just add apostrophe S to make a singular noun possessive. Really straightforward. Now we're going to add on. So now we're talking about, I'm just going to kind of go in middle ground and talk about making words plural. And the example that I'm going to use here is the word cat. So the word cat, C-A-T, that refers to one cat. You can call him Muffin or Fluffy or Jeebers. I don't know. What are your cat's names? You can tell me over in editor-in-chief.fm if you want to leave a comment on today's episode, but I digress. So the word cat is C-A-T for one little animal, one little cat. But if you have a bunch of them, you want to make the word cat plural, you add just an S. So it's cats with an S on the end. C-A-T-S. And then you have lots of little Muffins or Fluffies or Jeeberses. I'm not going to get into fancy possessive plural fun stuff with the name Jeebers. I don't, because we don't need to go there. But okay, so now we're in the middle ground of plural. I told you how to make the singular nouns possessive. Now I just gave a little example of of how to make a word plural with the word cat and then turning it into cats by adding the S, plural. So now we're going into plural possessive, which is essentially taking a plural noun and making it possessive. So now you want to talk about the cats as a group, home. The home, the home is related to the cats. That's, you know, the cats have possession of the home. So you'd say the cat's home, but how would you make that possessive? The word is already C-A-T-S. You wouldn't just add an apostrophe S the way that you did for Chris or Stephanie. You would add just the apostrophe to talk about the cat's home, the group of cats' home. See why I only want to give you three words? I think I stuck with it. We have three words right now that you can keep in your editor memory toolbox in your brain. when you're debating and you're writing which one of these is proper. So we have the word Stephanie, we have the word Chris, and we have the word cats. You can pause me and write that down. I'm just going to keep saying that because I think it's important. So if you're talking about one cat's home, one Fluffy, you have one Fluffy and you're talking about her home, it is cat apostrophe S home, the cat's home. But if you have a group of cats and you're talking about their home, it's cat's home and it's C-A-T-S apostrophe home. And that can be applied to lots of different words. Adding the S to make it plural, adding the apostrophe if it's a plural possessive, or adding the apostrophe S, going back to that singular noun. And that is all I want to throw at you, because those three rules apply to virtually every scenario that you could possibly think of when you're wondering how to use possessive plural or plural possessive. Just remember those three words, Stephanie, Chris, and cat or cats, and how you would make those possessive, and you can use that. I'll give you one more example just because I don't want it to sound just like I'm getting down too basic, but a lot of this, a word that this comes up with a lot in my work is the word clients or customers, because clients and customers are both plural nouns. Clients is a group of clients, and customers is, you know, you're talking about more than one customer. But if you're talking about, say, customers is problems or clients is problems, those are plural nouns that end in S. So when you're adding problems next to that word, you use just that apostrophe, because clients and customers are just like cats. See, I told you that cats can be applied to any, virtually any word that you might be in the situation with. So there you go. That is the edit of the week. Keep getting edits of the week by subscribing over on editorinchief.fm. Once a week, I will send you what we're talking about that you can take directly back to your writing. And hopefully it will help you produce the strongest content that you can produce. So thank you. Yes, please subscribe. And I'm Stephanie Flaxman. I will catch you next week on Editor-in-Chief.